with Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Montana chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has hired a new executive director. That position has been held by only one person since Montana's ACLU hired him in 1988, Scott Crichton. Crichton is now retiring. He says the new director is a Missoula native.
The new executive director, starting at the end of August, will be Caitlin Borgman. She graduated from Hellgate High School and went on to Yale and New York University Law School. From there, she went on to teach law at SUNY in New York City.
Borgman will spend the summer working with Crichton and is set to take over as the new executive director of the Montana ACLU September 1st. A federal judge in Montana will decide how long former billionaire Tim Blixeth will remain in jail now that an appeals court rejected the fallen real estate mogul's plea to be released. Blixeth has been jailed since April 20th when U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon found the Washington State resident in contempt of court for failing to account for $13.8 million in proceeds from the sale of a resort in Mexico. A three-judge panel on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today declined to intervene and rejected Blixeth's request for a new judge. Creditors of the Yellowstone Club, a Montana resort founded by Blixeth, say he owes them $286 million that he took from the club. Haddon gave the creditors until June 12th to renew 9,000 pages of documents that Blixeth submitted last week. The U.S. government has made offers worth more than $230 million to nearly 12,000 landowners on the Fort Peck and Fort Belknap reservations to buy fractionated parcels of land and turn them over to tribal governments. The nationwide land buyback program is the second phase of a $3.4 billion class action lawsuit settlement over the mismanagement of royalties held in trust for Indian landowners by the government. The program aims to buy land parcels owned by multiple individuals, sometimes hundreds or thousands of people, and turn them over to tribal governments. Department of Interior officials said today that they're expanding the effort to include properties with buildings, homes, and other structures. Fort Peck landowners have until July 18th to accept offers. Fort Belknap landowners have until July 30th. A new visitor center will open in West Glacier this summer to encourage more tourists to visit the communities surrounding Glacier National Park. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Whitefish Chamber of Commerce is taking lead on the new visitor center, which is set to open July 1st. Its executive director, Kevin Gartland, says this project is all about tapping into the pool of visitors during Glacier's peak summer months, July and August.
So the goal here is to capitalize on, you know, make hay when the sun shines, right? Same philosophy, different business, but it works here as well.
The old Belton train station will house the visitor center and will be staffed 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gartland says this year is just a trial run to see what works and what doesn't.
We're hoping next year that we can staff it full time. I think that's really doable. Right now, everybody's got their budgets committed for the year, and it's kind of come about this opportunity very quickly. So for right now, we're going to play it by ear a little bit, see when the demand is.
At this point, the Whitefish and Columbia Falls Chambers of Commerce are the only two involved with the project. But Gartland is meeting with the Kalispell and Big Fork Chambers Tuesday and Thursday. Gartland expects all of the communities in the Flathead County to eventually take part in the project. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Farmers Union has launched an initiative to educate its 11,000 members and the public about the effects of global warming in Montana. The union is accepting and sharing information this month on the reality of a warming climate. Some farmers have turned to no-till machinery, replaced flood irrigation with sprinklers and drip systems, or invested in better insurance to adjust. New details are being revealed about a multiple murder-suicide near Deer Lodge Sunday. Police say a 59-year-old Montana man shot his wife and 1-year-old baby with a handgun inside the house and then walked outside and shot his 4- and 6-year-old children before bringing their bodies into the cabin and then phoning a friend. He told the friend he was going to set the cabin on fire. The friend dialed 911, and authorities scrambled to find the remote cabin. Detective Steve Barclay said he arrived to find smoke pouring from the eaves, preventing him from going in. An hour later, after firefighters had extinguished the blaze, police entered and found the man had killed himself as well. Officers have not determined a motive for the shootings, nor have they had a chance to fully interview the friend who made the 911 call. The names of the shooter and the victims were being withheld because the police department and coroner were having a difficult time finding next of kin. The family had reportedly moved to the home from out of state just a couple of years before, and authorities did not immediately know where they came from. Their bodies have been taken to the state crime lab in Missoula. Police say they'll release more information about the shootings at a press conference tomorrow. An 18-year-old Eureka man has pleaded guilty to robbery for stealing money from an undercover agent during a drug sting. The Flathead Beacon reports Jacob Orion Sauls pleaded guilty on June 3rd. He was one of four people arrested in Evergreen in January. Prosecutors say an undercover agent responded to an online ad offering methamphetamine for sale. They agreed to meet on January 6th. Sheriff Chuck Curry says Sauls told the agent he had a gun and demanded money. The agent handed over the money, and the four tried to flee, but they were stopped by other agents. Officers found a loaded gun under Sauls' belt, but no meth was recovered. A plea agreement recommends Sauls be sentenced to 15 years with the Department of Corrections, with 10 suspended. Sauls' sentencing is scheduled for August. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.